Shaylee, just for those who haven't seen you play, describe your game.
I'm obviously the point guard of the Kansas State women's basketball team. I like to play aggressive and just get out and go. I'm not a typical scoring threat, but I like to rebound, and definitely I see an assist as being just as good as 2 points, so I like to pass the ball.
And describe this senior team season last year.
It was a disappointing season until the very end. We actually were ranked top 25 and then lost one of our best players, went through a losing spell there for a while, and then finally put it all together there at the end. We went to the WNIT, lost in triple overtime in the semifinals of the WNIT, and so it was a great opportunity for us to extend our season with a couple extra games in the WNIT, and then for us to lose like that, it really just kind of gave us a hunger and a motivation to really come back this season and change some things.
What do you expect from the team this year?
I expect good things. We have a lot of great freshmen coming in, 3 good freshmen and a junior college transfer, and I think they're really excited and bringing great competitive spirit that's going to help propel us to the next level that we need to be at, because in the Big 12 you got to be ready to bring it every night, and I think that's something that we're going to do this year.
Talk about that. Talk about the overall strength of the conference.
It's unbelievable, and the thing is, it just keeps getting better here in the Big 12. Every year they bring in better athletes, and they bring something different to the table, and so I think this is one of the toughest conferences in the nation. Obviously you look at the powerhouses, and we have 5 or 6 of the teams in the Big 12 ranked in the top 25 every year, and so it's just definitely something that's it's good, because every night, day in and day out, teams are going to bring it, but you just never know who's going to win. It's kind of up for grabs.
A lot of attention, or more attention, is paid to the team in the Big 12 South. Mm-hmm. What about the Big 12 North?
I think the Big 12 North is continually getting more competitive. Like you said, a lot of the teams in the South get a lot of recognition, but I think as the years go by, the North is becoming more competitive, and they're just getting, it's kind of taking us a while to get on our feet and being able to compete. But if you look, last year in Nebraska and some of those teams really, obviously we're in the top 5 of the Big 12, so we're getting to the point where we're competing.
What type of style of play do you guys play?
I can't say we're just a really competitive, go get them kind of team. We like to run the floor. We like transition offense, and we're a team that maybe isn't as quite as athletic as some of the other teams, but we're hard workers. We believe in our Kansas State way is to find a way to win if it's working hard, getting that extra rebound, or making a tough shot when you need it, instead of using athleticism or things like that for us to win games.
Now, do you have a personal goal of play professionally?
If the opportunity arises, yes. I think obviously in the back of our minds, that's what we all want as Division I athletes. But the reality is, women's basketball is getting so good that I don't know if I'll have the opportunity. But if I get a chance to try it, I definitely will pursue the opportunity. But if not, I might go overseas and look into playing like that.
Okay, well, overseas, what do you know about playing overseas?
From a couple of former players in Kendall Wecker and Lori Kane, Nicole, some of the girls from K-State that have gone overseas to play. They're in the WNBA also, but they play overseas. I think just hearing their experiences, it's a good experience to experience a different culture and, different to see different kinds of things, but yet play the sports that you love. So I think it'd be a good opportunity for me to kind of get out of my comfort zone and to learn some different things outside of...
Now, when you were younger, did you dream about or... about playing professionally, anything like going overseas and playing?
Oh, sure. Overseas wasn't really in my mind. I didn't really know that opportunity was available, but I always wanted to play professionally. I would, watch games on TV all the time and just dreamt of even playing college basketball. It was always a dream. And so when I got the opportunity, and it was like, okay, now it's time to set the next goal, and that's obviously making it to the WNBA. So it's just, working every day towards that common goal, and, we'll see how it works out in the end.
Now, do you pattern your game after anyone in particular?
Not really. I try to find my own unique style because everybody that I've looked up to, if it was Jackie Stiles or Lori Kane, those girls, Kansas girls, they're more of the shooting type, and I'm not so much of a shooting guard as I am somebody that likes to pass the ball, get assists, or also get rebounds. And so I try to separate myself in the fact that not a lot of guards like to rebound, but I do. So it's something that I found that can separate me, and that I've just continually grown in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.